copy. Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
N0TR.
Well, I am through working at the carpenter's table. Gonna go pick me up something for lunch and then wait on the Spectrum technician to get to my house today so they can figure out what they did wrong when they screwed around with the system the other day.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Oh, we're not doing anything particular. Just sitting here watching TV for the moment. And I'm watching a video of pilots landing up in Alaska on glaciers and such, just for the fun of it on the computer.
Interesting to watch those guys land, so anyway. Well, I'm going to go by. I got to go by the laundromat, dry cleaners, and pick up the shirt I dropped off to have laundered and lately starched. Then go pick me up something for lunch and then go home. So that's what I'm doing right now. And it's a rousing 57 degrees out here, according to my thermometer.
What we got, 58. We got 1.67 inches of rain last night. Boy, I was watching the Fox News at 10 o'clock, and it was just pouring down. That's not far from us, actually, probably 10 miles west of us. And it wasn't doing anything here at the time. But about midnight, it started coming down pretty steady, but nothing severe at all, just a good soaking rain.
It was heavy rains this morning, and it... My rain gauge, I just glanced at it as going out because it was still dark because I left the house just a little bit after 7. Now, tomorrow morning, if I leave the house a little bit after 7, it'll be a lot lighter. So, anyway, but I had to be here before 7:30, and I got here about 7:10, which was a good deal because we had a lot of stuff we had to unload and get inside from the freezers outside and bring in and get it on the counters to be able to be given away today. So, anyway, and Ace Hardware is busy over here. But it's a nice misty rain right now, and I don't have to run the wipers continuously, just intermittent. And seems to be doing the right job for me, so I'm good to go there.
Yeah, that's better than having to drive through a downpour. Well, I had the HF on last night for... until about 9 o'clock, and then that storm got too close, so I unplugged her and grounded her out, and didn't make very many contacts, a couple of her, because I'm sitting upstairs now.
Need some, and I was on the 40-meter net last night and made a few contacts. We've got a new award we're offering it to our people that was affected the first of this month. Workstations with the state's abbreviation in them, and as adjoining letters. Like, in other words, I worked the state last night who had his call was Alpha Charlie 2 Mike Tango. So he was MT, that's Montana. So I need to round up all of the ones I can get and see who I can work. But I got Montana last night, I got Mississippi last night. I got Virginia last night, and I think I got somebody else, too. So, anyway, but it was a little bit fun, and I'll go home, print out QSL cards, and get them ready to go in the mail Monday. So, anyway, and I got idiots racing around out here on this road. I'm doing 55, and they're flying at 60 and 65 on this wet road out here. Not smart, and cutting in and out of traffic. WGG Mobile.
Yeah, Montana's always a good one. I like North Dakota and South Dakota, where there's very few hams up there. And Vermont and Maine, sometimes I get them. And then on up north, of course. But I've worked them 4 or 5 times now. There's a de-expedition going on in Granada, J38R. And, oh my, you'd think that was a big, important de-expedition because it's a booger to try to figure out the split. And So I saw him on 40, and I got him on, about the second or third try, which for us over here on the East Coast is probably easier than some places, but it's still hard because sound like a beehive, you know. But I did work him on 40 last night at 7023.
That's good. And I'll have to look around tonight and see what's on if I feel like it. And I was late getting to bed last night and early up this morning. I've been up and on the go since a little after 6 o'clock this morning. And then, of course, I've spent the last 4 hours on my feet standing down here at the working the carpenter's table, the food bank. So, I was doing some heavy lifting this morning that I shouldn't have done, but I'd helped out to move heavy stuff out of the freezer. So I kind of tweaked my back a little bit, too. You know, all those things that those of our age and should not be doing.
I agree. Yeah, I just can't lift anymore. But up to about 10 pounds. And after that, I get residuals afterwards. But that's a big drawback, too. Well, that's nice that you've done that and give of yourself and helps other people out. But I'm just not able to. I did have a neighbor come over and visit with me for an hour or two yesterday and enjoyed that. But, the grass is green and growing like fire out there. We fertilized it the other day, and then these rains come, and oh boy, you talk about green, it looks like a golf course.
Be back in a minute, gotta pick up my laundry, W2T.
N0TR.
On the road again, had to order my lunch.
I didn't know you could order your dinner at a laundromat in 0TR.
I only had one shirt to pick up, and pulled out. And as soon as I pulled out, where I made the phone call, ordered my General So's chicken for lunch, and by the time I get down here, they'll have it ready, and I'll just take it on home and enjoy it. And because all I've had is a piece of cheese toast for breakfast this morning and a cup of herbal tea. So anyway, and I need a little bit more sustenance, and then I'll have a sandwich later. Ooh, two limousines out here parked in the middle of the road. I wonder where they're going. Two big old black limousines sitting out here waiting to make a left turn and I'll into a little strip shopping mall. So I don't know where they're going.
It's out of my pay grade. I've only, I don't know if I've ever rode in a limousine. But at any rate, somebody's got some money. They can afford that. Well, I'll let you go then and go get your lunch. I don't know what you're having, but I don't know what we're having either. We had eggs and an egg and two link sausages and toast and half of a grapefruit and a cup of coffee.
Chinese for lunch, so that's where I'm headed down to pick it up. And it takes a few minutes here going through these two traffic lights headed down that way, so I knew I could go ahead and order it from where I was sitting in the parking lot back up there, and by the time I get there, it'll be ready for me. So anyway, all I notice over here at the 7-Eleven, the regular unleaded is $3 and $3.219 a gallon now. That's gone up in the last 2 days.
I figured they'd steal it from the Strategic Reserve again and bring it down for election time, but I guess they didn't. What do you eat at them Chinese places? Egg foo yon or something like that?
It's what they call General So's chicken, which is stir-fried chicken with a spicy sauce on it, fried rice, and ham and pork fried rice to go with it, and that'll be my lunch. And, of course, I'll get something to drink at home, so that's what it'll be.
What'd they call that again? I missed a little bit of that.
Yes, General Tso's chicken.
Well, some of that's good, I guess. I haven't ate Chinese. I don't know if I ever ate any. Maybe once in my life I tasted somebody else's, but that's about it.
Restaurant, they don't do any eat. They used to have a place where you could eat in, but they don't anymore. All of their food, all of their meals are carry out. And, man, they line up here. People call in and have it ready, and it's ready to pick up, and they do a brisk business. Well, I'll be back in a minute. I'm pulling up here. Let me go in and pick mine up, and I'll be back. W2G.
Okay, Rusty. I probably won't be here. I've got to run down the hall there, so... Nice talking to you this morning. We'll catch you down the line. W2T0TR73.
Mental picture of that. You're running down the hall. KB4CBA.
That's one. Good morning, Dave. I don't have to right at the moment, but, I was thinking on it. I'm just sitting here eating some green grapes. White grapes, I guess you call them. Watching a video of a trip these guys took up into Alaska in their two separate airplanes and enjoying the scenery and watching Highway Through Hell on the big screen here. It's wreckers going out in the snow and rescuing truck drivers, I guess you would say. You're not playing tennis on Sunday, are you?
That would be tomorrow. No. I'm headed to a funeral right now, but in Pickens, and lady that she was 11 years older than me, but she grew up across the street, and we knew her throughout the years and her family and. But anyway, so, I enjoy grapes, I tell you. They're a nice snack.
We get some really great ones at Paulie's, about 80% of the time. Occasionally, they're like every other store. You'll get some that are too ripe or something, but we always sample one first and see if it's crispy. And they've been running real good. Bernice's got a specific brand she likes. And Autumn Crisp, I think they call them. Boy, they are delicious.
Well, that sounds good. I tell you, every time I go to the grocery store, I walk by them, I think about getting some, and then I don't for whatever reason. But it definitely be a better choice than eating the sugar-free cookies that I eat. I just eat three of them, but they're big cookies. But anyway, well, I tell you, it's a moderate or light rain out here, Ryan on Rutherford, but. Definitely did away with the Saturday social that we had this morning, so wasn't any of that going on at the sports club this morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, I thought it'd be this morning. I was kind of concerned they killed another motorcycle rider down on Rutherford Road by Boise Road. Something like that, but it was on Rutherford, and he was 34 years old. I just got a glimpse of it. I don't know what kind of motorcycle it was. I think it was one of the more modern ones, but sounded like a Caucasian fella by his name, and 34 years old, that's sad.
W2T on the road again.
Rusty has his food, and hello there, sir. I'll turn it over to you here in a second. Yeah, it, you know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of bikes. I'm so close to Wade Hampton, especially on Wade Hampton. And mainly they're crotch rockets because, you know, they got them tacked up pretty good sometimes. Of course, they're not out today, but, you know, it's been pretty nice weather for riding, so when it's not raining, so, but anyway. Go ahead and pick it up there, Rusty. What'd you get?
Hello again, Tom. Well, you got me some General Tso's chicken with fried rice, and I'm going to go home, and after spending the last 4 hours continuously on my feet working at the food bank, I'm tired. So I'm going to go home, and of course I got a technician showing up at my house sometime in the next hour, and hopefully he'll be there on time. We'll see. And then maybe they'll figure out what's wrong with my setup for my cable and everything, because it's giving me pictures of pixelating and sound is coming on, going on and off and everything else like that. So that means that something's not right, because they did an update to their something last Sunday night and it ain't come back right. But that's another story. Go ahead, Tom, W2T Mobile.
RC, you should have bought a Microsoft computer instead of that Apple. That's what it is. Well, I heard Microsoft, I forget what kind of hacking they called it, but they're being attacked daily on there, and are really concerned about it right now. It was just, I read it on, I think it was on the Fox News website here, and I guess it's just increased exponentially here just recently. And they try to get your passwords and that. They run the whole dictionary through it, trying to get your password, I guess, now. But at any rate, all of them have their Achilles heel, I guess. This is Enzer LTR. Go ahead, Nick.
I guess I'm going to be able to hit the machine here as soon as I get up here on 291. I should be okay. Yeah, I tell you, my wife, when she worked at Prisma Health, of course, they're one of the worst hit institutions, all the hospitals are, because they have tons of information on people, and you know, hackers would love to get in there, and they have, I don't know, like four gigantic firewalls, and if they happen to break through the first one, which is kind of rare, they'll you know, they'll start doing the what they need to do to make sure they don't get through the next one. And I tell you, that's just something else. But it certainly goes on. As you say, Tom, they live among us. Oh, me. Go ahead there, Rusty. KB4CBA.
Ransomware hacks, and they get in there and then hold the systems, hold the system hostage until they agree to pay a fine or something, pay them some money and stuff like that, and everything. So, you know, and they try to get in and get into, because they got social security numbers and driver's license and health issues and financial stuff and all that stuff in the hospital systems. So it's, you know, it's one of those things that we have to deal with. And, I'm going to be glad to get home. And, because I got there a little after 7, about 10 after 7 this morning. And so it is tiring. And I did some heavy lifting, which I shouldn't have done. But it got me. So I've got to go home and take something for my arthritis. It's attacking me this afternoon. And, anyway, I'm going to make this my final, because I'm not about 2 minutes from the house. So and I want to get inside without getting soaked again because it's starting to pick up rain a little bit. Catch both of you later. N0TR to take it. W2T73, guys.
Okay, Rusty. Good luck with your technician. They usually figure it out. They got some pretty fancy test equipment, I've noticed. Oh, shoot. Well, Dave, I'm not going to stay much longer. I need to run down the hall here, and it's been nice talking to you. I think you're right about the motorcycle. I think it was a Crotch Rocket, but I didn't want to say that because I just got a glimpse of it on the news this morning. But you know how that winds down through there on Rutherford Road and that, and a lot of traffic there. It would be easy to have somebody pull out in front of you, I imagine, what happened.
No telling, I tell you. Rutherford Road's becoming, you know, more dangerous, and of course, Wade Hampton, so, you know, you really got to watch yourself. When you get on Wade Hampton, I try to avoid that like the plague. When I'm on my bike, I usually just ride from Rutherford Road to and get on Wade Hampton and go down to the next traffic light there at Edwardsville and hang a left. So I'm not even on Rutherford Road for probably an eighth of a mile. Wade Hampton, and staying on the two lane, I'm headed for Highway 11 or something like that, you know, and it's a lot more fun riding up there. Oh, me. Boy, I tell you, it's going to be a mess out here. I'm driving to Pickens, and then at the funeral, and then, I don't know when it'll be over. The actual funeral starts at 1, but they're receiving friends before. And then I've got my grandson's birthday at Chuck E. Cheese. I got to go from a funeral to Chuck E. Cheese. It's going to be an exciting day. But anyway, you have a good one there, Tom, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you later. Always a pleasure. 73 Zen 0 TRK before CBA.
Sorry about your friend, but when you go to Chuck E. Cheese, here's your tip of the day. Wear your mask and put in your earplugs. Take care, Dave. And I might add that a lot of those guys on those Crotch Rockets don't belong on them. They just think they do. And they ride like maniacs and bring a lot of that problems onto themselves. I've seen them acting a fool up there in traffic on Wade Hampton enough to know that some of those guys just got a death wish. Take care, Dave. KB4CBA in 0GR73.
Have a good one. 73 is KB4CBA.